From the land of the purple, the 3Wide Podcast with EG3 will be right back.
Buckle up. The 3Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's going on, everybody? This is the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. That is me, Eddie Greer III, once again, bringing you this NASCAR podcast from the heartland of the United States. The 3Wide Podcast with EG3, Camping World Truck Series. Oh, did I say that? Oh, man, the Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course, the NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions of all of motorsports, of course, the Camping World, returning as sponsor. Next year, as I talked about on the last episode of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, recording on this humid Thursday, early evening, September 24th, 2020, here in Manhattan, Kansas, once again. And this is, of course, playoff episode number 3 of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. We will break down the second half of the podcast, break down who got eliminated, who's staying in this playoffs, as the scene now shifts out west to Las Vegas in the second half of the show. We're saving all that for the second half of tonight's episode of the podcast. Before we get on into this episode, of course, you can follow me at Eddie_EG3. And the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, get it wherever you get your sports podcast: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom, Radio.com, Stitcher, the whole nine yards. The 3Wide NASCAR podcast is rocking and rolling, and we're coming up on the end of September. This is actually the last Thursday of the month already. The end of September, this weird year of the COVID and everything else. And speaking of which, there are going to be no fans out there in Vegas. So there's a lot of things going on. Silly season has came up into play here this week already. There's been some news from that, obviously, and this is going to really perfect transition to the Xfinity Series, which ended their regular season last week. Though, but first, Ross Chastain, who's been racing with Colleague Racing the last couple of seasons, gets the door, and Ganassi gets him the ride, the 42 ride, for next year in the Cup Series. And this was probably going to be in the works anyways, with COVID or not, or with Kyle Larson or not. I mean, if Kyle Larson was still in this thing, which obviously we know the story of that, he would have got the Kurt Busch ride, something a little similar to that. So not exactly the 42, but he would have gotten that one car. We were talking about that last year on the podcast. So Ross Chastain, I've talked about him quite a bit here as of late. No wins in 2020 to this point. Yes, he had a good car at Bristol last week, but again, falling short in that race there, where Chase Briscoe won the race, season finale, regular season finale, that is. But yeah, Ross Chastain in a 4-2, that really, honestly, should not be a surprise. We knew he was going to get a good cup ride somewhere, and everything linked to him and Ganassi, and Chip Ganassi staying with Ross Chastain right there. So that's glad to see that came to fruition right there for Ross. He's worked very hard. Obviously, old school driver. We know he's hard-nosed. Doesn't give an inch out on the racetrack. And a good dude off the racetrack. Obviously, he's been hitting up interviews on podcasts, things like that, and being able to learn more about this guy. Man, he's an awesome dude and very old school. And obviously, in the generation that we're in, with all this technology and all this all the stuff that could come easy with these young guys. This guy right here is old school, works hard, obviously does farm work and everything else like that. So, man, I mean, awesome to see hard work pays off still in this world today. Ross Chastain getting that 42 ride next year in the Cup Series. It's going to be interesting, that for sure. I mean, obviously, Matt Kenseth, two top tens here. Only two top tens. Who would have thought of that going in here? As I mean, yeah, I mean, Matt Kenseth is a champion in the sport. Former champion in the sport, but damn, he's been really struggling in that car. It's going to be interesting to see what Ross Chastain does next year. You're going to have the same situation, same package going in. Obviously, the new car is going to have to wait another year thanks to COVID, no doubt or less. But yeah, Ross Chastain finishing runner-up to Briscoe, and now he gets the ride. Man, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with him next season. And really, when you look at it, he's been running in the Cup Series for a handful of races, really. But with lower funding teams. So, obviously, this is going to be a triple upgrade from that. So, he's no stranger to the Cup Series, but he gets the full-time ride in a 42 car for Chip Ganassi. And yeah, and obviously the deal, we don't know. Just like Brad Keselowski re-signed with Penske and things like that, we don't know. Because of, yes, all this pandemic take a huge hit in whatever what you're doing, whether it's baseball, NBA, things like that, or even not even that, could be your employment status or whatever it is that you guys are doing out there in this unpredictable world. So yeah, Ross Chastain is a perfect example of hard-nosed, old school, doing things the right way, and he gets the 42 ride. I mentioned Ross Chastain finishing second in the Bristol Xfinity race last week. Well, Chase Briscoe rallies back to get the victory, and we're talking Xfinity here in the first part of this episode tonight. So, Chase Briscoe, this 98 team has been, I mean, they've cooled off a little bit in the last few handful of weeks or so, but here they are. They make a splash just before the playoffs, and their playoffs begin this weekend in Vegas. Briscoe hit and run, or say bump and run, if you will, on Austin Cindric. There, Cindric finished the race with no power steering at all. Austin Cindric has been off the charts here in 2020 in the wheel of that car. Obviously, I mean, yeah, short track might not hurt as much as it was on a mile and a half and such, but short track racing, Cindric buckled up his hands, tightened up the steering wheel, and wheeled that thing to a third place finish right there. Briscoe only leading a little bit of a handful of laps, 11 laps. Chastain led the second most laps in this race, 117. Allgaier, as I mentioned in the podcast last week, is going to be strong. He finished EG3 pick, finished fifth in this in this field, finished fifth, 126 laps led in this race, into the top five. So, yeah, I mean, that's got to be good for him. Got a lot of momentum going in as I switch into the other room down here in the basement while I'm doing all that. So, yeah, Chase Briscoe, I don't know, as I'm looking down the screen here, of how many wins there we go. So, yeah, Briscoe getting another win in the Xfinity Series regular season and caps it off there with another win there to win at Bristol. Rest of that top five there, Austin Cindric, Mr. Fish third. In between all that, Harrison Burton finishing in the fourth spot there, and the rest of your top 10 includes Anthony Alfredo, Noah Gregson, Brandon Jones, Jeb Burton, and Riley Hurst in the top 10 right there. And finally getting the name, getting the word on Briscoe there. His seventh win in 2020 right there. So end of the cap, end of the season right there. Regular season with the seventh win for Chase Briscoe there of the year. And of course, Brandon Brown got the last playoff spot. Ticket to the playoffs, the 68 Chevy. Brandon Brown finishing on a lead lap in the 12th position right there. So we'll set the field. Let's get this in real quick.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Playoffs are set in the Xfinity Series. Let's take a look from the bottom to the top here on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Let's get it going. As I mentioned, so these guys have not won a race yet. As we go from the bottom of the grid to the top of the grid here, Brandon Brown, the last seed in these playoffs. 12th, Riley Hurst for Joe Gibbs Racing. It will be the 11th seed there. Michael Annette for Junior Motorsports in the one car. Ryan Sieg for his own team for Ryan Sieg Racing in that 39 car. That is your lower third. That is actually the first four out in the Xfinity Series Plus right there. So, and yeah, obviously, Ross Chastain, as I noted on several points here lately on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, he is the 8th seed going in. So obviously, I mean, Ross Chastain, 8 to the goody. I mean, granted, if nothing, and like I said last week, this is a well-balanced field. Well-balanced. The guys who've won, the top 7 guys in front of Chastain, all multi-winners. That includes Justin Haley and Harrison Burton. Ross Chastain, 8 to the good. And it's going to take something drastic to happen for somebody big to fall out. So, I mean, not saying lock's a lock or anything like that. This is why you run the races. This is why you play the games to see what happens in these playoffs. And it'll be interesting to see Brandon Brown 10 out. Herbst capable of doing something. Annette, Ryan C, you know, he's capable of going up there and doing something. So, we'll find out. Vegas, this weekend, that's for sure. The rest of the field looks like this. Harrison Burton plus 12. He's your 7th seed, as I said, 2-time winner. He won in Fontana earlier this year. And I can't remember the other the other track he won at the moment. But he does have 2 wins on the year, though, this year. He's been pretty good this year. Justin Haley, both wins coming on super speedway tracks this year. Talladega and Daytona, most recently, he is your 6th seed in the Xfinity Playoffs 2020. Number 5 seed, 18 points to good, Brandon Jones, JGR car. All 3 JGR cars will obviously in the playoffs. Brandon Jones, 3-time winner this year. Obviously, most notably, the latest win there, Kansas, well, actually it was Darlington, Kansas, and of course earlier this year back in Arizona. It's going to be interesting to see Brandon Jones, you know, the Final Four championship at Arizona, obviously, this year, Phoenix Raceway this year. So Brandon Jones can somehow get himself there. we talked about Allgaier last week there, but Brandon Jones, I would call it a kind of a sleeper in my book for these plots, but we'll see there. But he's 18 up in your top 4 seeds going in. Noah Gregson, who started off a house of fire earlier this year, but been pretty quiet on the win side of things there. He got a couple of wins in the bank, Daytona and Bristol. He is your 4th seed from Junior Motorsports. And yeah, I should say 3. Yeah, obviously the 8 car has been driven by multiple drivers this year, and the latest by Jeb Burton last week at Bristol. Basically, all 3 regularly funded Junior Motorsports cars in the playoffs, looking at how all it's been the last few seasons. All got your third seed after questions about finally getting the victory lane. He has done that, and he's 31 and a good. Clearly, all got your third seed. And then, wow, you have a tie for the number one seed. Obviously, according to my screen here, Chase Briscoe, your number one seed, Austin Cindric, 1B. So these guys have been running up the all season long. And like I compared it to earlier this year on the podcast, Harvick Hamlin 2.0 right here of Briscoe and Cindric this year. Obviously, Chase Briscoe waking up there and taking advantage of the little bump of run there to win the race at Bristol. So we'll see if that momentum can carry. But here's the points here for this situation here. 48 each. They're tied with 2,050 points right there. So, and obviously Ross Chastain right now on the transfer spot, heading into the first race of the year, first race of the playoffs in the Xfinity Series, as we take a look at the first round for these guys. Obviously, it's only 7 races for the Xfinity Series, all starting in Vegas in round of 1, the Alice Coast 300 on PRN Saturday night. I'll just say, actually, today is 24th, yes, it's Saturday night, with a cup race on Sunday, the round of 12 opener for the NASCAR Cup Series. We'll talk about here in a little bit. Here at the Oscars 300 on NBCSN. Then Talladega smacked in the middle of that. You know, last year, the Xfinity Series did not have a speedway race, whatever you want to call it, as I tend to say on this podcast. Talladega, the AgPro 300. Anything can happen right there. Last time we were there, obviously, the Colley cars have been super, 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 super fast on these speedway tracks this year, and it'll be no surprise to see that happen right there. And obviously, you have Charlotte Roval to cap off round 1. Woo! So you're talking about the Cup Series having a handful for round 2 in this round, similar for the Cup for the Xfinity Series, but in round number 1 in their playoffs. So, I mean, as good as it is now, I mean, we'll find out. That's for sure. I mean, Las Vegas, I mean, this is going to be critical for these guys to get that win knocked out of the way, so you don't have to worry about the unknowns of Dega and obviously the Charlotte Roval, especially if you're not good on road courses. That could really take its toll there. So, interesting first round for the Young Guns in the Xfinity Series. Then the round number 2, obviously, that will lead up to the championship race in Phoenix, obviously, the Kansas Lottery 300, October 17th, home track, KC, right there, Texas, and Martinsville, to cap that off. Obviously, that's similar to the round of 8 in the Cup Series there, and obviously, our note of the championship race, the Desert Diamond Casino West Valley 200. There's too many D's there for alliteration right there. But yeah, that's what you're looking at. Pretty straightforward after the Charlotte Roval for these guys. So again, they had a little easier last year with no Dega. This year you have Talladega up in that mix. So the plow field is set there. Briscoe and Cindric tied for the number one seed, 1A for Briscoe, 1B. For Austin Cindric there, so we'll see who gets off to a good start. That's important. You know, only 48 points. If you can get off to a good start, not have anything freaky happen in this first round, all you gotta do, finish in the top dozen, maybe top tens really, and that'll get you through. But if you have issues, anything else like that, then that's gonna spell disaster right there. For those guys. So definitely it'll be out to see what happens there in that race right there. So the playoff drivers are kind of going to wrap up the Xfinity Series side of things here. Ryan C in the playoffs, he finished 14th last week there. He's going to have to be a little bit better. And this guy, bottom of the field, Michael Annette, got caught up in the big one of the big ones of the night right there. 31st from Michael Annette. That's obviously not going to cut it for Annette and those guys. They're even going to come close to transferring in these playoffs. You got to be better than that, obviously. I mean, getting your wrecks happen, you got to try to stay out of it if you want to be a player in the Xfinity Series. So, Xfinity Series playoffs begin this weekend on NBCSN Saturday night. Vegas coming up for the Xfinity Series. So, we're playoffs the rest of the way here on the 3Y Podcast with EG3. And I talked about the trucks a little bit. Well, actually, last episode of 3Y NASCAR Podcast, I talked a little bit about that. So, that's why I'm not talking about it much here tonight. But obviously, Sam Mayer with the upset win over Brett Moffitt. If you have not checked out the episode, do that. I won't spill the beans too much on that. But if you have already listened to it, I'll give you a refresher on the point standings. Hitting in the Vegas, all three of the series. Getting tomorrow night with the World when this podcast comes out tomorrow late afternoon, prior a couple hours before the truck race, World of Westgate 200 on FS1. Brett Moffitt, your leader. Again, nobody did not win in the first round. No plow driver did not win in the first round, in the first race of the first round. So, Moffitt leads by 8 over his teammate Sheldon Creed, Shane Smith, Grant Imbinger, Tyler Ingram, Matt Crafton, and Ben Rouge right now. And Austin Hill, who started up in the top two there, took a huge hit, finished deep in the field with issues there. So he's only 2 points up from the transfer. He's in the final transfer spot as of now, heading to tomorrow night's race in the Truck Series race. But we know what he did last year in this race here. He took him to the woodshed last year's race. So I expect that team to bounce back. But he's going to be dealing with Christian Eckes in that Kyle Busch Motorsports Toyota Tundra. Only 2 out. Todd Gillen has a little bit of work to do himself in that spot. Only Todd Gillen, 8 points out right now. So really, Ben Rhodes, Austin Hill, better mind their P's and Q's if they're going to, I mean, obviously, have what's next for the trucks. If I want to look on the screen here real quick at their schedule, everybody's at Talladega next week. Everybody's at Talladega. So, yeah, I mean, whew, that's going to be a handful. It's going to be some intense racing down there, but don't want to overstate the fact. Look, World of Westgate 200 tomorrow night on FS1 and MRN at that. So the trucks will continue their playoffs race 2 of round 1. Xfinity race 1 of round 1. And we'll talk a little bit about the Cup Series right now. Switching gears real quick. And we'll talk about that race a little bit before we take our halftime break. Alright, so Cup Series, folks. 3Y Podcast. Let's get it.
You're listening to the 3Y Podcast with EG3.
Obviously, future Hall of Famers, and one in particularly, the legend of Kevin Harvick continues in 2020, holding off a hungry Kyle Busch, who's in Kevin Harvick by winning again, puts himself one win away from double digits here in 2020. Hot damn! And shutting it in, keeping Kyle Busch out of victory lane on top of that. Kyle Busch, no win still in 2020. Wow. That streak continues. Him going into Vegas to his home track where he looks to get that elusive win this weekend on Sunday night racing. So, he, wow. I mean, what a battle. I mean, the race, it was so-so for me. I mean, yeah, I was, again, doing the whole double duty, watching college football and watching this race. And yeah, it was not really a whole lot of excitement. I mean, we've been hyping these races and coming on the other side like boring ass races. I mean, yeah. So I'm on the timber of those. And I mean, why not? I mean, we're excited that Bristol was a particularly elimination race. All the predictions of
knocking guys out of the way, tempers flaring. We didn't see none of that. We did not see any of that, really. Obviously, Kyle Busch was pissed after the fact. It was typical self. It had some funny and interesting comments that I'm not going to repeat on this episode. You can find that out for yourselves. But, yeah, Kevin Harvick, ninth win in his second win of these playoffs. Obviously, the opening race of these playoffs, that win fell to his lap right there. Yeah, I'm still upset over what happened there, but I moved forward with that. But yeah, that obviously fell to his lap, and he barely held off Austin Dillon there in South Carolina. He earned every bit of that. He had to earn the last few laps of that race there. And Harvick had the car to beat in this one. And there's no, I mean, well, before I say that though, yeah, Kyle Busch's car was on rails. He started from the back of the field, and in a blink of an eye, he was up there in the top 10. Next thing you know, he's passing cars easy, like they're standing still, typical style. And everybody, 99.9% of NASCAR Nation would have thought that Kyle Busch would win this race, and he did not. So, yeah, I mean, and when you look at the reset, which we'll talk about here after the intermission break, yeah, I mean, he's got a little bit of work to do here, but a win can change all of that. A win, you get yourself into the next round. You ain't got to worry about Talladega or Charlotte Roval, two wild cards here in this round that we've already discussed with the Xfinity Series. So, yeah, I mean, you look at that and say, well, what else you can do? I mean, these guys were battling back and forth, and this battle saved this race. There's no doubt about it. Harvick took everybody to the woodshed yet again. Almost led half of this race. 226 laps led with Kevin Harvick in that race of Bristol. Obviously, he already was going the next round anyways, but he just continues to put everybody else in a deeper hole, especially those bottom four, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. Kyle Busch, one of those guys back there, led 159 laps to only finish in the second spot right there. And again, rules have it, folks, that once you're eliminated, we don't talk about you no more. But in this case, we'll talk about the eliminated drivers. But after that, moving forward, we won't talk about them much longer unless you are the first non-playoff driver. So, yeah, Kyle Busch is still in the playoffs. Let's not get that twisted. But, yeah, Kyle Busch going to have some work to do. And he's going home to his home track where I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I have to go back. I'll check the stats on that here on the break here. But, yeah, Kyle Busch, hungry. He wants that win bad, obviously. You know, he's hungry for that win. The round of 12 is set here. Harvick has all the momentum in the world, and obviously he's going to start on the pole for his racing. Everything is lining up his direction. I mean, obviously, go back a couple years ago at this track, he put everybody on notice here. At this racetrack, spanked the field, what we call Harvicking. And yeah, this is not good. But hey, I mean, there's a lot of racing yet to be played, and somebody in this round 12 is going to have to step up to the plate and challenge these guys. Obviously, Denny Hamlin, no top 10s in his first round. So, that's not losing a little bit of steam. He also had a start in the back of the field due to not posting pre-race tech either. So, three Joe Gibbs racing cars had a start in the back of the field. Eric Jones was the other one. He finished third in this race. He is the leading non-playoff driver, third place for Eric Jones, who, oh, by the way, with all the silly season going on, still yet to find a ride for 2021. And on that note, let's take a break here on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, folks. When we come back, we'll talk more post-Bristol and get you guys set up for the Cup Series race coming up in Vegas here to round one. Or not round one, race four, round two of the playoffs. Come on back, 3Wide NASCAR podcast.
EG3 and the 3Wide podcast will be back on the track after this stage break.
Thank you. All of NASCAR playoffs are all in session, folks. And before we continue our post-Bristol kickoff set for Vegas, for the Ride Podcast, more silly season news. Speaking of Eric Jones, I will talk about no ride pen yet. Bubba Wallace, as I mentioned a couple weeks ago on this podcast, about the whole MJ Denny Hamlin deal. Well, that is stamped in the bank, baby. MJ Denny Hamlin, of course, Denny Hamlin, we all know, drives the 11 car for Jogies Racing. This has been in the work, kind of been floating around here and there. As of late, Denny Hamlin, Michael Jordan, getting into NASCAR. They're going to be co-owner for their driver, Bubba Wallace, next season, man. I am super pumped for that. Obviously, I mean, it's not official yet, but everything leads to a Toyota backing with that. And they already got a charter already. So, whew, I mean, that's awesome right there. You know, I talked about this a little bit, but I was not sure it was going to be official or not. All this news right here surrounding the three of them picking up steam here. It was made official the other night. There was Bubba Wallace, you know, passing up another opportunity year for Richard Petty Motorsports. 43 still available before the taking there. And Bubba Wallace starting that new team with MJ, Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan, the GOAT in basketball, in my opinion. And, of course, Denny Hamlin, who's still searching for that elusive championship here. He's going to have to pick up that performance a little bit here to make some kind of statement in the second round. Obviously, three different tracks there, but on the owner's side, I mean, it's not the first time we've seen a driver-owner situation. Obviously, last time to do it, Tony Stewart, and now Denny Hamlin gets in on the fun with the co-owner. So that's going to be a really, really spicy situation here to keep an eye on. I'll definitely keep my eyes on, obviously. Bubba's going to be, that's my guy. Well, Martin's obviously my number one guy, but Bubba, he's the number two guy on my list as far as favorite drivers concerned. If you have not been listening to episode 3Y NASCAR podcast for a while, so very pumped up for that situation as well. So already figuring, you know, Denny Hamlin's already a Toyota, so that makes the total logical sense there in their relationship. Obviously, Michael Jordan with golfing, everything else, basketball, the Jordan brand, things like that. So, I mean, we've already been said, super pumped up for that and for that next year. So, Bubba Wallace has a ride. Eric Jones does not. Cool Joe does not have a ride. I don't know the whole Ty Dillon situation and whatnot. So, yeah, that's something, again, silly season has more puzzles, pieces has been added to the big puzzle on that note. That's kind of one of the bigger news stories of the week in all of NASCAR. 3Y NASCAR podcast continue to roll on here. All right, so the four drivers and obviously, yeah, we're going to start down here with Matty D. Yeah, Matty D got eliminated last weekend. Matty Benedetto finished in the 19th spot there. Tried to do a little strategy there early in the race there, and it actually held up a little bit early in the race there, but just the car was not right. And Matty D eliminated from the 2020 playoffs right there. And then down here, I'm going to go to Cole Custer. Cole Custer eliminated from the playoffs for Stewart Haas Racing, that 41 Ford. He finished in the 23rd spot right there. Really a couple laps down, not a factor in the race, and pretty much right there. Yeah, Cole Custer, great season. He's going to win Rookie of the Year via that 4-wide pass at Kentucky to get that Rookie of the Year right there for him. But Cole Custer, not a factor. And really, I mean, Darlington, he had a good finish there.
But yeah, pretty much quiet for him down there. And now, obviously, we get to the third eliminated driver. And this was going to be the battle for that plus spot. And Clinton Boyer, he was sweating it out. And I really thought Byron was going to sweep on in there and get him. But an accident with a lap car. Pretty much typical Bristol there. You're running the lap, slow-ass cars. Lap traffic, we heard that really all, obviously all night. And the 51 ruined William Byron's chances. Joey Gase in that car. Joey Gase, finished 31st. Yeah, Joey Gase getting in the way of Byron. And they made contact right there. And William Byron, Jack and Alice, out. Early exit out of these playoffs right there. Byron finished in the 38th spot. He was in the trans. He was three up. Really, most of the night, really making Clint Boyer sweat right there. When William Byron out of this race, that really changed the game. It really took the excitement out of it. Really for me, not in all fairness there, because Byron was really putting the pressure on Clint Boyer there. And once he went out, everybody pretty much had to settle right there. And Boyer, he sweated the bullets out. And obviously, Boyer getting in into the next round. So it'll be interesting to see what he does starting at Vegas on Saturday night. But yeah, Byron, who was in rear really all night long there, thanks to Joey Gase, out of the 2020 playoffs. And then you probably your most disappointing one to this point, up until the next elimination race, which is a Charlotte Roval in a couple weeks. Most disappointing driver, yeah. Ryan Blaney, all that speed, and somebody put this perfectly. I was one of the podcasts, I believe it was the PETM podcast I listened to today. So somebody put it perfectly. I mean, all that speed on the regular season only means so much. And Rusty, I'll just credit both of them. Rusty and Sherwin, they knocked that apart, and they had their special guest Cone on that podcast. Also, funny episode, as always. But, yeah, regular season, I mean, you got to cash in. You got to cash in when the iron's hot, and they did not do that, especially early on. Even out of the COVID break, yeah, they had a big win at Digga. But other than that, they had multiple opportunities, and I've talked about this on several occasions on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Daytona for one, obviously we know what happened there. Fontana was in position. Yeah, he had the second best car, but he pitted late. Vegas, he had a chance there to get a win there. Couldn't do it. And on several other occasions also. So, yeah, man, I mean, it's there. But this, for whatever reason, Blaney, I mean, yeah, he had new crew chief. And Todd Gordon, experienced crew chief. I mean, all eyes were on a deep run for this team. And it couldn't, and they're out. And you can't, and you hurt yourself. Your team basically hurt you by putting yourself behind the eight ball. You can't do that. You can't, that can't happen. Especially going forward for these 12 teams moving on through these playoffs. You cannot beat yourself. That's what the 12 team did at Darlington without even running a lap. They're losing those 10 points. Costly. There, that really set the tone for that 12 team right there in round one. And that can't happen. You gotta have all your T's crossed, all your I's dotted. And yeah, you did not really have a chance. I mean, this was his best racetrack. And Blaine was probably another disappointment too. Didn't really run that well either. For that aspect here, finished 13th spot there, led no laps. This is a track here that he's a threat, and he was not a threat there. And because of that, he's not out of plus, obviously. So, we're not talking about him unless he's the leading non playoff driver. So, yeah, all fun and games aside, man, losing all these points hurt you at the end. And this is one of the guys right here that I thought he was going to make a deep playoff run, at least up to the round of eight, where he had some good tracks up in there. Not going to happen for the 12-car Blaney. So Ryan Blaney, by far, for me, at least up until this recorded podcast, folks, out. Disappointment driver of the year, at least as postseason concerns, out of the 2020 playoffs.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Russell in ninth winning overall and scored over Kyle Busch, who's been stuck on career win 56 for nearly a full year. We're not there yet as we approach round of 12 Sunday night in Las Vegas. Eddie Griffin, the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Four drivers are out, 12 remain in the 2020 playoffs here. Let's get it. Here as we'll just run that. We'll just go down the list here of those playoff drivers here. Eric Almirola. Already talked about Harvick, Busch. Eric Almirola locked in to the round of 12. Eric Almirola finished fifth in this race. pretty quiet to me overall there. Nice solid run, and he's gonna need a little bit more in this next round. But Eric Almirola in. Finished fifth at the Bristol night race. Next guy, Clint Bowyer, finished sixth. And he was on the hot seat, really, all night long until Byron had issues with Joey Gase there late to really propel Bowyer into that spot. But Clint Bowyer, though, at one point drove up to third at one point in this race. So Bowyer answered the bell there. He was running, took advantage of that, and that team stepped up. Now, you're going to step up a little more. But these guys, they got three HS Stewart Haas cars left in this thing. Obviously, Cole Custer is out. So we'll see. I mean, Talladega next week. We all know how those Fords run on those super speedway tracks here. But let's not overlook. This is probably, in my books, the biggest race of the year. because of those unknowns. Dega, obviously. And for me, in my opinion, Charlotte Roval, for me, you have that strategy on these road courses, but I just view that as another race for me. You gotta put yourself in position to get a good top 10. It's all about strategy there. And so it's not really a wild card for me. Digging it is the wild card because obviously, I mean, you could be leading one lap and be caught up in a wreck and next. So that's the wild for me, a wild card. Yeah, you can look at Roval, whatever you prefer to get two wild cards. No, for me, it's just one. Dega's the wild card. Maybe because my driver is pretty damn good on road courses, that being an MTJ. But yeah, you guys set yourself up here. Vegas, a huge race coming up, and you can win here. All the pressure's off. You put the pressure on the rest of the field, 11 guys in these playoffs. They did not get up caught in the big one. And yes, I'm thinking too far ahead of that. But it's just because this is a big race, man, for those guys. So Bowyer locked in. Chase Elliott bounced back with a couple of top 10s after the whole debacle with Truex at Darlington. Another top 10 for him. He finished in the 7th spot there. And that's all the playoff drivers there. So you look at outside of the list here. Joey Logano. And the theme of the night for Penske Racing was short speed and no long run speed. Logano outside the top 10 and in 11th spot right there. So Logano obviously was, prior to that, already locked in. No, he was locked in after stage one of that race there. So last week, so Logano in. Austin Dillon, obviously the surprise of this thing. Can Austin Dillon be the Cinderella to keep things going? I have to find out next three more weeks for this team here. A couple of top fives for Austin on this three team. And Austin Dillon finished 12th in this race right here. So this is what you got to do in round one. But round two, you got to step it up a little bit, obviously, because of the difference in Harvick making that deficit even bigger than it is. Austin Dillon 12th. And we'll see if they can answer the bell again here. Start off round two. That's going to be critical for that team. You cannot afford to stop it to be on the 8-ball, especially with Talladega next week. So that's kind of the key for me going into this race. You can't start behind the 8-ball. You can't do it. Otherwise, you're probably going to be already eliminated out of Vegas. Vegas is the wild card, and Roval, you're not fast enough. You're going to have to do it on strategy. I mean, that's what it comes down to. So Dillon, biggest surprise of this first round, moves on, and maybe the second surprise of this thing. But Kurt Busch, 15th, my pick last week on the 3Wide podcast. Kurt Busch only finished 15th. He was in the top 10 for majority of the night before having an unscheduled pit stop. Alex Bowman in the round of 12, he finished 16th. But had solid finishes in the first two races of the 2020 playoff. Denny Hamlin, as I mentioned early on, Denny Hamlin's going to have to start picking it up a little bit. No top 10s so far in the 2020 postseason. He's going to have to do a little bit better than that, especially if he's going to get that elusive championship. I don't know what it is, and I feel like I've said this, like a don't want to keep beating a dead horse, but Hamlin don't know what it's about in his playoffs. Regular season can only be so much, and I'm not even going to get in to. I mean, yeah, nobody's really talked about this yet. Yeah, but I'm way ahead of the whole cart before the horse here. But Denny Hamlin, I mean, yeah, you get three different winners, which is probably definitely possible now. And just thinking ahead now, thinking out loud now, you get three different winners in that round of eight, you could be in, if you're not one of them, you're going to be in trouble. And I don't care about a damn point seed or not. Harvick is starting to gap you in that department there, so that could spell trouble there. So Hamlin, and remember, Denny Hamlin had some issues. The last time we're at Vegas, he had some issues at this racetrack. The last time we're here, I believe, I'm not mistaken, he did not run very well here last time. So I'm going to check back on that while I'm doing multi-duty right now. But yeah, absolutely, you can't start off on the wrong note. Denny Hamlin, no top. Yes, he had a stage win in a round of 16. But the big key here is no top 10s at all for this 11. Who, if you're expected to contend in Arizona, you're going to have to step it up a little bit. Martin Truex Jr., 24th in and around 12. Also, I mean, had a chance to win. Darlington, obviously, no happened there. Instance here. And obviously had a rough night at Bristol. I think that's one of his, I think his worst track on this list, really. Well, outside of Dega, but yeah, so huge race for him coming up. Vegas, and the last time we were there in the playoff setting, he won last year, and he hopes to do it again. I mean, Truex Stage, we all love to see that. Especially, he's been running well. I mean, you take away that Bristol race last weekend, he's ran pretty damn well still. So, I mean, he's definitely due for a win, and it could be better, none other could be better timing to come here. Obviously, Joey Logano won the spring race earlier this year, as I got it pulled up now.